Held in by Luno. Vetrano shoots. Bad angle. Right wing side. That's stopped by Georgiev. Colton the center. Play is going to end with Colorado coming out on top. 3-2 as a horn sounds. Great comes from behind effort, but it falls short at Ball Arena.
Yeah. A great effort by the Anaheim Ducks, who were yet again entering the third period down by a couple goals. So close. They put all their eggs into the basket, tried their best, still came up short.
Hey, want to remind you about the phone number you can text right now, 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on what you heard on Duck Stream if you're watching the game back home. More thoughts as well. Again, that's texting 714-940-2950. I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes with Emerson, take a break, and then Alexis will join him. So you thought maybe they were out of it. I did when it was 3-0, but they came back and showed some heart, at least here at the end.
Yeah, and it's yet again just another situation where, they got to find a way to have a lot of that momentum that they create for themselves in the third period. They got to start the game with it, and they're still looking for answers in that category. You got to trust the process and know that this Ducks coaching staff is going to go into tomorrow's practice working on everything that the Ducks fell short on here tonight. So a close one yet again. All season long, Chick-fil-A and the Anaheim Ducks want to give away free chicken sandwiches when your Ducks score 5 goals at Honda Center. Simply download Chick-fil-A app and open the reward section before 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. Must have location services turned on. To receive the reward, visit www.anaheimducks.com for details.
And I just have one more regarding the holiday season. Give back this holiday season donating a Kids Club kit in our Chalk Kids for Kids event during the month of December. Your generous donation will be hand-delivered by Ducks players to children at the Children's Hospital of Orange County. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/WildWingersKidsClub to donate now. So, in general, the heart was there. The effort was there. It's kind of tough to come from behind against a team like this, even if it's one goal, to be quite honest about it, but then two and three, and it was just a little too much to overcome, and hopefully they can take some of this momentum they gained in the third period, in addition to scoring a couple of goals, into Chicago coming up in two nights.
Well, I mentioned it a couple times, and one a little bit more recently, just in a sense of great forechecks by the Anaheim Ducks. There was some stretches of time, but maybe a little bit earlier in the hockey game where they were first to a lot of them. They got back to it just in the final stretches of this hockey game, but really, not only do the Anaheim Ducks need to execute on the forecheck and put it in spots where they can retrieve it and get these pucks back, but when they do get it, make more of their opportunities to do so. Whether it's Killorn on that chance, and I know he's trying, he's from a goal scoring perspective done a lot better these last couple games, bearing a few, but look, there was quite a few chances right around the hash mark area, around the slot, that the Anaheim Ducks could have done a little bit more, finish off a couple of those quality looks, and they're just going to have to find a way. Look, even counting on guys that maybe game in and game out aren't looked to be a top goal scorer, just like Sam Carrick did. I mean, no mistake on that finish. It was a big goal. It was a goal that gave this Ducks team a chance. Just need more of it.
All right. Now we look forward to the flight to Chicago, a game there to end this short two-game road trip played in 4 days. And again, the Chicago Blackhawks will host the Anaheim Ducks, and we're going to be on the air at 4:30 Pacific time with our pregame show, 5 o'clock play-by-play. I want to get out of here so Alexis can spend some time with Emerson here and talk about this tough 3-2 loss to Colorado. Anaheim Ducks hockey and the Ducks Hockey Network all season long, and again tonight from Denver, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopitnothing. Take a break. Come back with the rest of our post-game coverage from Ball Arena in just a moment. And you're listening to all of it on our favorite people at Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Real country music. Yeah, you Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest, Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael. On stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks falling on the road tonight in Denver to the Colorado Avalanche. 3-2 was the final. Tough after quite a win it was on Saturday to come into this one and not get the victory. The first of two road games for the Ducks this week. Alongside Emerson Edom, who is in Denver in Colorado, I am Alexis Downey to bring you this post-game show. Emerson, just tough to see the Ducks try to come back in that third period, but not quite close enough.
Yeah, and it's another game where we're just looking for that kind of intensity, the emotions and the energy that this Ducks team shows in the last stretches of the hockey game. You know, how does this team come about just starting off the game, puck drop, being on their toes, relentless, ready to go? Of course, more times than not, giving up the first goal of the game. It's just a couple different areas where they just need to get better. A lot of it in which they show at the end of the games, they got to bring it at the start here more often.
Well, let's start with that first period and go through how this game played out in Denver, beginning with a goal 1 minute and 40 seconds into the period. Curtis McDermott, a wrister, his sixth game in the lineup for the Colorado Avalanche. So not many games with the Avs this season. And it just started with a turnover in the neutral zone.
Yeah, and it, yet again, it's puck management. Areas in which, opposing teams are able to, you know, do a lot with some of the opportunities. Ducks need to do a little bit more. There's not times in which they didn't do it. Sam Carrick on a penalty kill just takes ownership of that possession, puts it home. There was a lot of areas in which this Anaheim Ducks team could have capitalized, could have, you know, maybe even gone ahead at times. So it's just an area that starting tomorrow's practice, they got to buckle down, dial in some things, and just be that much better against Chicago.
Well, let's take a listen to that goal call from the first period.
Ducks try and feather it out in front of the net. It was put there by Carlson, intended for Grew. And the puck is sent in by Colorado in front. McDermott scores on a wrister. McDermott hasn't played in the previous two games against the Ducks this year. He's a big guy. He's a scrapper, but proves he's a goal scorer too, beating Gibson with 1:40 gone in the opening period. It's 1-0 for Colorado.
So that first period would end 1-0 in favor of the Avalanche. Going into the second, there was a really great opportunity by Pavel Mintukov, who had a shot that went right off the post, and it was a good start by Frank Vetrano on the play.
Puck is knocked down, Colton knocked down. Here comes Vetrano speeding it on right wing, played by Manson. Over to Mintukov, a shot, he scores! Or didn't he? Oh, I thought that puck was in. Big pileup in front of the goaltender, Georgiev. And I'm wondering if the Ducks will take a look at this, because I thought it was in.
Well, Emerson, from you guys' angle, it looked like that one was in, so a bummer that it really wasn't.
And like I was mentioning on the air on broadcast, it seemed like it got just the inside net. Like, I mean, that's how inside that shot was. It ends up going far side, just on the inside post and out. But I thought that, or at least myself and Steve thought that hit some inside netting before popping out so close.
Unfortunately, Nathan MacKinnon would get the lead at 2 goals for Colorado towards the end of that second period, 17:43 on the clock. It was a second chance effort after a shot by Josh Manson.
Tatar plays it out high. Another drive, that way wide of John Gibson. 2:20 to play in this second period. Manson a drive, save, rebound, score. Gibson stopped the initial shot off his chest, but it was a pretty big rebound. Colorado Avalanche put it in, and guess who got it? Guy by the name of MacKinnon. It's 2-0 for the Avs.
Well, some failed clears really didn't help that goal, huh, Emerson?
Yeah, it was a theme here tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. There was a couple failed attempts two, three, in that sequence, and it just it proves costly. You got to get those pucks out. There was a play in particular, Adam Henrique in the first period, keeps it simple, goes strong side, glassing out. It ends up being an icing, but you know what? You kill the opposition's momentum. You can kill a lot of things, just puck movement, sheer just playmaking, so on and so forth. And sometimes you just got to resort to simple, even if it does indeed end up in icing. Look, you stop the play. It results in, of course, a D-zone faceoff, but that's worst case scenario.
Well, moving into Ducks. That third period, Logan O'Connor would be the one to get one more goal to extend the lead 3-0 for Colorado.
Ducks can't get it out. Gruen holds on to it. Half wall near side, goes behind the net. Little centering feed. A shot. They score. You can see that one just coming. And guess who was right there in the middle of things? Yep. Guy by the name of MacKinnon. I think O'Connor's the guy that's going to get credit for the goal. If not, it'll be MacKinnon. There was a big melee in front of the net. We'll wait and see on the replay how it happened. It might be O'Connor. We'll see. It's 3-0 Colorado.
Now in that same third period, the Ducks going down a man, but a shorthanded goal from Sam Carrick, and Emerson on the call of this one did bring the game to within 2 goals.
Steve and I had a quick chat just about some great things the Ducks have done elsewhere besides the offensive zone. And here's a breakaway for Sam Carrick, streaking down. Oh, and he scores! Sam Carrick on the breakaway. No mistake. What an individual effort by Sam Carrick.
Emerson, it was so great to see Sam Carrick get rewarded with a goal in this game.
Yeah, and we talked about him, heard his interview in the pregame show, what he expects from itself, his line, and the Anaheim Ducks here tonight. He's just a guy that's going to just straight up tell you the truth, the transition game. Watch out for that when it comes to trying to hold off this high-powered Colorado Avalanche, just puck movement, transition game. I thought for the most part they did just that, but look, this is they have a one-track mind, this Avalanche team, and that is take the puck, zero hesitation, and just go. Quick plays, north-south game, strong on those entries like we saw on that first goal by McKinnon, McDermott there, fed by McKinnon, and look, it's just no matter who was out for the Avalanche, they still put together a solid game plan and got it done.
And one more goal in this game coming during the 5-on-3. The Ducks really having big opportunity late in the third period. It was Leo Carlson on the power play on an open net.
Ducks in deep. A shot by Carlson, one-timer off the side of the net. Ducks get it back out for Fowler. Set up there to the right of the goaltender. Now Carlson, he scores! Leo Carlson into an open top portion of the net. The Ducks get one back with a two-man advantage. We'll still have a minute left on the second opportunity. And they're back in the game, down 3-2.
Now that would be the end of it for this game, a 3-2 final in favor of Colorado. The Avalanche getting the win in this one, but the Ducks out shooting Colorado 33-31. Emerson, we did get a question from one of our listeners just wondering if the Ducks need to do better in the offensive zone in general.
Yeah, I thought since the start of the year, you face teams like the Arizona Coyotes, who are just playing phenomenal here in this last stretch, taking out some powerhouse teams in their own right. So they're a team that I look at having just such a well-executed game plan, a lot of puck movement, a lot of switches, especially pertaining to the top of the circle. Vegas Golden Knights play the same way. The Los Angeles Kings, hate to say it, but they have some spread out stretch passes, a lot of backdoor weak side plays in the offensive zone, marked off by Ange Kopitar from Kempe, that happened on Black Friday, one of their later goals that it proves that a lot of these teams, a lot of these very high, it's just solid offensive teams there as far as production standpoint are all on the same page. They you could see right off the face-off, the communication is dialed. They know where one another are. And the Anaheim Ducks can certainly get better in that area.
All right. Well, thank you, Emerson, for your input on the post-game show. Safe travels to Chicago, and we will hear from you on Thursday for that game against the Blackhawks.
Thanks, AD. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to it.
All right. And for those listening, come back after the break, as I will have more of a breakdown of this game against the Colorado Avalanche.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Real country music. Yeah, you got a Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best, Cody Johnson, in the Leather Tour, with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael, on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. I am Alexis Downey, joining you to talk about this 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks on the road in Colorado tonight to the Avalanche. A tough ending to the game where the Ducks really did have a late push, as I talked about with Emerson Edom in the last segment, before he was able to before he had to go and get on the plane to head to Chicago for the next outing. But definitely a lot to get to in this game. Maybe not the most eventful game that we have seen from the Ducks, as it was kind of a steady game back and forth. But the Ducks pushing late in that third period, really throughout too, and getting a big 5-on-3 opportunity that did help them get within one goal, but it ultimately would not be enough. But let's start with some of the text messages that we received from our listeners. As always, we always appreciate any feedback that you have that you want to mention about the game or any questions you have for us as well. So starting with, pretty happy with the performance overall. No McTavish, Drysdale, Zegras, as well as others missing like Lundestrom. Yeah, that's a really good point in this one today. So no Mason McTavish. He left the game on Saturday, did not even travel with the team on this two-game road trip, probably getting better, hopefully just spending some time and resting, and hopefully we will see him because the Ducks do have that long road trip coming up to New York, so hopefully he will be back sooner than later. Zegras and Drysdale still have not been able to see them, still don't know updates on them either. So the effort that the Ducks were able to put in tonight without, you know, some of their bigger guys, it was a good effort overall. Leo Carlson specifically, I mean, just stepping up as he has done in recent games. He's going to be a star. It is so exciting to watch him just as he continues to gain some confidence. And there are some interesting situations involved with him tonight in the game that I'm going to talk about throughout this one too. All right, another message that we received. The Ducks did win the third period. I do not like the Avs trying to injure the Ducks. McTavish, Jones, Carlson. After the game on Saturday, Ross Colton was fined the maximum for tripping Carlson. Yes, that's a good point. He was fined $5,000 for a dangerous trip in Leo Carlson in the game on Saturday. That was something that we actually hadn't mentioned in this game. So it's, Like I just said, a situation that also happened with Leo Carlson in this game tonight with Curtis McDermott just kind of going after him, creating that 5-on-3 after he was also tripped by Olofsson. So it's interesting, I guess. Maybe interesting isn't the word, but the fact that Leo Carlson has been targeted by the Colorado Avalanche kind of not necessarily something you like to see. But he certainly was able to stand up for himself in this game, too. Max Jones, another person that was out of this game, another guy for the Anaheim Ducks. He did leave just after, you know, that for in the end of that second period, not returning. He only had 9 shifts in this game, 6:49 of ice time in this one. We really hope he is okay. That happened, like I mentioned, in that second period. He had a hit on Bowen Byram that was completely legal, nothing there. But then Logan O'Connor retaliated, and that hit was roughing on him. And when he went to the boards, it was sort of an awkward hit. And honestly, in watching it, I kind of thought Max Jones hit his head on the glass, and maybe that's kind of what happened. I'm not sure exactly, but we do know that he left with an upper body injury. So really hope Max Jones is okay. These injuries keep piling up with the Ducks right now, and it's really unfortunate to see. All right, another message we got. The Ducks special teams yet again did its job very well. However, it's 5-on-5 play. Let the team down again. If the Ducks could just remain even at 5-on-5, they could win a lot more games. What are your thoughts about switching up some of the defensive pairings? Been seeing a lot of odd man rushes against. You know, that has been one of the areas with the Ducks this season that has been very steady. I mean, Mitnikov and Labushkin have been paired together all season long. Cam Fowler has switched in and out a little bit. He was with Lacombe. He was with Luneau tonight. And then, you know, Vakanainen was with Gudas. I personally do like Mitnikov and Labushkin together. I think that they're a good pairing together. That I just like the chemistry that they've created. As far as the other two groupings, I feel like it has been switched around a little bit. And I mean, we've seen Gudas with Lacombe. We've seen him with Vakanainen. I think we've even seen him with Luneau at one point too, but I could be wrong about that one. I'm pretty sure Luneau has been mostly with Cam Fowler throughout these games, but it's kind of an interesting point. I'm not sure if that's something that head coach Greg Cronin has really thought about. I think he does like his lines on the back end, but it certainly could be an option too, especially as you mentioned those odd man rushes against. But I mean, some of those have been created by turnovers, and you know, it's not necessarily just on the defensive end's problems, but I see what you're saying as they come back in that end too. On the end of special teams in this game, I mean, power play once again getting another goal. If you go back to the last game against Colorado on Saturday, where they went 2-for-3 there, tonight going 1-for-3. Power play is looking really good as of late. Penalty kill, I mean, that has just been so solid throughout this season and has only really improved. I mean, 3-for-3 today, 3-for-3 on Saturday against Colorado, a team that we've said you don't want to go down against a man against them because they do have a strong power play. But special teams definitely showing out in this game tonight and helping the Ducks stay in this one. They just really ran out of time, I felt like, in this game. And, you know, it's a bummer because I think it comes down to, in my mind, that final couple minutes when the Ducks went down on the penalty kill, the too many men penalty, those got to stop. And we've had, I don't even know how many of those specifically we've had this season, and I want to get the number for you guys, but it has been too many. You can't be taking that kind of penalty. I mean, I feel like that's just a communication issue of some sort. And just a stat for you, shout out producer Steph for this one. The Ducks have committed a minor penalty in the final 5 minutes of the third period 10 times this season. Talk about, we got to get discipline in those final 5 minutes. I mean, that is the area of the game where when you're down and if it's a close game, like, you are not taking penalties. You are not doing that. You are staying disciplined. You're moving your feet. You're not moving your sticks. And the Ducks cannot do that. In this case, too many men. It wasn't a hook or anything like that. But a too many men, that just can't happen. So tough to see. And definitely I felt like that made a difference in the third period there because it felt like they did run out of time because they did have that momentum, especially after Leo's goal. So more on the other side of the break of this post-game show. We will keep talking about what we saw in this game against Colorado.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the post-game show after a 3-2 loss to the Colorado Avalanche tonight for the Anaheim Ducks, their first of two road games this week, first in Colorado, and now they're going to get on a plane and head to Chicago to take on the Chicago Blackhawks on Thursday. I'm really looking forward to that matchup, especially knowing that it's going to be Leo Carlson and Connor Bedard. I mean, I think that's something that we've all been waiting to see this season. All right, another text that we received, the same listener as the last thought. Tristan Luneau has been very impressive lately. Would like to see him on the second power play unit potentially very soon and see what he can do. Luneau's only his sixth game this season, and I mean, he is on a plan. Pat Verbeek has a plan for him this season. So it's been very positive to see the growth that he's had from game to game, because there has been a lot, especially going back even to the preseason, seeing how he played then to seeing where he's at now. He is going to be a really solid defenseman for the Anaheim Ducks as a part of their future. I know that head coach Greg Cronin has been very high on him, very excited for him, and just talks about some of the qualities he has. There are some things that you necessarily can't teach, and that's what makes it really exciting for Tristan Luneau. Now, he was invited to the World Junior Championship camp roster. He is on the camp roster for Team Canada. Him and Noah Warren were invited, so we might not see Tristan Luneau, assuming he does go to that. In that case, he would be gone for 3 weeks, and then we'd get to see him again as he comes back from that. So not really sure exactly how the plan works for him, but he likely will be gone for that. And I would assume, you know, he'd probably be a part of that team as well with the play that we see out of him at the NHL level. I mean, he's clearly showing that he can hold his own at the NHL level. And I agree, he has been very impressive as of late. So let's go through a couple more things in this game that we definitely knew going into it. We talked about it in the pregame show. Just the transition game of Colorado. I mean, they are, well, now they're 16-7-2 for a reason. They are a very high-flying team, you know, recent Stanley Cup champions. They're built to win, and that's what we see out of them. It's been interesting, though. The Ducks have really been able, in the recent two games, not kind of just putting the first meeting with them out of the picture, that 8-2 loss, just the last two games that the Ducks have played them in this home-and-home series, Anaheim has really held their own against them, and I think that's been certainly a positive from this meeting with Colorado. No Cale Makar in this game, and really Nathan MacKinnon was able to step up in the absence of Cale Makar. MacKinnon having 3 points in tonight's game, Jonathan Drouin having 2 points too. So they were able to make up for it, and the Ducks just having some moments throughout the game that led to some of those breakdowns and goals. And I talked about that transition game, that first goal from Colorado in this one. There was the first penalty by the Ducks, which is something that they've struggled with this season, and then just the goal from Curtis McDermott. A turnover in the neutral zone was how that one started for the Anaheim Ducks, and turnovers is something that I'm not going to beat the drum on it because we have been beating the drum on it all season, but it's really about where the turnovers are happening on the ice is something that I think Greg Cronin has been emphasizing as of late. Neutral zone, tough spot for it. The O zone are the ones that I know is definitely more of an issue because it's like your team has the puck. They shouldn't be giving it away. You can't be turning it over like that. So that happened in the first period, but as we saw, really good play from the fourth line in this game from McGinn, Carrick, and Leason. We keep talking about Leason and Carrick's chemistry that they're building, and it really showed in this game once again tonight. Great to see Sam Carrick get a goal, the shorthanded goal that he got in the third period too, his fifth of the season. So great to see that from Sam Carrick. And even after that first period, Jakob Silfverberg joined Duckstream and just shared that he was very impressed by the Sam Carrick line, just saying that the other lines needed to be playing like how they were, getting into the zone, getting to the net. And we definitely saw flashes of that from some of the other lines tonight, especially moving into that third period. Now, the second period of play, the fourth line still leading the ice time about 6 minutes into that period. They were getting the most ice time, so Greg Cronin rewarding that line for the good work that they were doing, especially after that first period. And then we move into the hit from Max Jones on Bowen Byram, which, as we saw, was completely legal. No repercussions there, but Logan O'Connor comes in, retaliates, hits Jones. Like I mentioned, I kind of thought maybe he hit his head on the glass, something along those lines. O'Connor gets the roughing call. That was tough to see because you don't want to go down a guy, especially someone like Max Jones and how well he's been playing this season. And just as he likes to call himself, the Swiss Army knife, just being able to adapt and be in different situations. It's hard to lose a guy like that in this game too. And then we saw the MacKinnon goal in that second period as Colorado was able to go up another goal. 2-0 was the lead after two periods of play. Max Jones not returning for that third period. But as one of our listeners pointed out, the Ducks really winning that third period in general. And the Ducks outshooting Colorado in that one, 14 shots to 10. They were really putting pucks on net. The big 5-on-3 with the whole situation with Curtis McDermott going towards Leo Carlson. I'm kind of confused on exactly what happened there, just as Steve Carroll was during that call. So Olofsson trips Leo Carlson. Carlson's just kind of standing there, and McDermott just kind of comes in at him out of nowhere. Curious as to what was said or what exactly led to that, because Carlson didn't do anything that I saw, and it just kind of happened. But it did obviously work out for the Ducks as they did get that 5-on-3, and Leo got a goal as a part of that too. I felt like that really sparked the momentum for the Ducks, and then they just ran out of time and too many men penalties. as I mentioned, just those just are really hurting the team this season. And I'll see if maybe I can get a stat on how many too many men penalties that the Ducks have taken this season. But it has been too many in my eyes. But a positive from this one to Leo Carlson, now a 3-game point streak. Really happy to see the play that we've seen out of him as of late. He had 2 points in the game on Saturday, a point tonight, a point against the Capitals in that game on November 30th. So great from him. And he also had 5 shots in this game, 3 takeaways. He did end up in the faceoffs at 45%. The Ducks really struggling in that area in general in this game, which was tough too. 44.2% was where they ended, but better than where they started, as they started up about 38% through the first 2 periods of play. They had 16 blocks on shot, block shots, 13 hits in this one too. So I just felt like they ran out of time in this game. And I felt like if they had a couple more minutes, maybe they could have stretched it out. Maybe they could have put one more in the back of the net with just the way they were playing towards the end of it. So the next game, as I mentioned, in Chicago against the Blackhawks, taking on Connor Bedard. Leo expected, hopefully, to be playing in that game too. We're hoping to see. Don't exactly know for sure, but based on what GM Pat Verbeek was able to share with us on the Beaker in last week's episode, they are ramping up Leo's play, so I would expect him to be playing in that game on Thursday. And who wants to miss that matchup? Not me. I definitely want to see that matchup. So that'll be a big one for the Ducks to look to bounce back on Thursday in Chicago. Just one more thing, too, before we kind of wrap things up here on the postgame show, because I think it's such a cool storyline, and the NHL has definitely been showcasing it tonight. The Hughes brothers playing each other for the first time ever in their careers, all three of them at the NHL level. Luke, Quinn, and Jack tonight playing. The Devils currently winning that game 5-3. That one is on NHL Network. 5-3 it is, and the Canucks losing that. So two Hughes brothers on the Devils. They might be happy if they were able to get the victory in that one tonight. All right, and I did just get a text from producer Steph, who always is feeding me the stats this season. I always appreciate that. He said, I'm pretty sure it's been 5 too many men penalties. 5 too many is how I see it at this point. But thank you, Steph, for that note. And you can join us on Thursday in Chicago. We will have pregame for you at 5 p.m. Puck drop at 5:30 Pacific time, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks for the first meeting this season between the Anaheim Ducks and the Blackhawks. Now, after the break, we will have a replay of the Ducks and Avalanche game that you just heard. So thank you so much for listening to the postgame show. I hope that we will have a better outcome on Thursday, but definitely taking the positives, especially from that third period tonight, and hoping to bring that momentum into Chicago on Thursday. I am Alexis Downey. Once again, thank you for tuning in to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's classic rock hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/TakeTheOath.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.